Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 78 for June 7th, 2006, Noggin Socks. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick. Once again, from the beautiful Guire restaurant in downtown Toronto, it's yet another Japanese edition of the Daily GizWiz.
Okay, now that we've offended the waiters and we'll be getting no more food, I think we can devote more time to this edition of the Daily GizWiz.
You say it so much better than I do. This is where Dick came up to Toronto. I'm so glad, too, to do a few call for help episodes. And it's been fun. We've been having fun having lunch and doing the GizWiz.
Absolutely. And what's sort of unique about this is that we're doing some of the gadgets that I brought up to Toronto for call for help. And so this is one of the few times where you actually get to see what I'm talking about.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. And the thing we're talking about today, it's a very simple device called Noggin Socks.
It's a funny name. And I have to say, you look good in it.
Noggin Socks, kids love it. And what's good about kids loving it is that it's really a way, and I spoke to the guy who came up with the idea, to get kids to wear safety helmets. A lot of kids don't want to wear safety helmets because they look nerdy and their friends aren't wearing them. So Noggin Socks are foam covers that go over, you know, like socks go on your feet, Noggin Socks for your head. But they make very bizarre my favorite one is, it looks like you walked by an industrial site and someone with a nail gun has fired down upon you mercilessly. It's all kinds of bent nails, and it looks like there's blood bleeding through.
Oh, my son would love that.
Yeah, and it's little Velcro tabs so that it sticks onto the bike helmet.
So it looks, I mean, it doesn't look like you're wearing a helmet. You got this rubber thing. I mean, it looks like you were hit with nails.
Yeah, it does. It's very clever. And fairly reasonably priced. At their website, they're $20 for Noggin Socks. But then my favorite is light up Noggin Socks. You know me and things that light up. They're $25, but on the air, you were wearing the...
I had the brain, and I had...
The brain. The brain looks like a bare brain with blinking red lights. But the funny thing is, when you took that off, you looked like exactly the same.
It didn't change anything.
No, I know. I think because your hair was in the...
Maybe that's it.
Your hair...
went with it.
Velcro.
stuck to the wig.
Right. Your brain was showing. It was so lifelike.
And they have... I like that this T-Rex one, that the teeth light up.
The teeth light up with little blinking red lights. Very clever idea. And
I'm sure they don't sell these as a safety thing, but it is an inch or two of foam, so it would be more protection.
Absolutely. But the main thrust is to put it on a bike helmet so that people, especially kids, I don't think adults are going to be running around wearing these.
I'm not sure. I kind of like it.
People you and I know.
I might. I've been known to wear a cape when I bicycle, so this would go along with it very nicely.
Was that you? Did you bike by the Hilton the other day?
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
I was waving as I went by.
CFH on the... I never made the connection.
We don't have a big marketing budget, so sometimes I feel it helps the show if I'll just bicycle around town.
I'm going to get a DGW
there you go.
Cape. And
that's a great.
We'll do our own promotions.
A very good idea. So these are $20 to $25 from Noggin Socks.
$5 for the lit ones and $24 for the non-lit ones. NogginSocks.com.
Did people at MAD ever wear wacky hats? Or seems like that would be a headgear kind of group.
Well, you know, it's very funny. I think the guys at MAD are not outwardly riotously funny.
You know what? You're right. They look normal.
They look normal. It's what they do that drives people. But one of the things at MAD is to do practical jokes and never tell any, especially the person you played it on. I think the funniest practical joke on an artist was Al Jaffe, who does the fold-in. Al Jaffe has no concept of money. You would, like, we're at a restaurant, and the check comes, and you divide it up, and it would be $15 each. And and Jaffe would say, "What do we owe?" And you say, $15. And Al was telling him as well, and he said, $50? And they said, "No, $15. And we were sitting one day talking, and I said, You know, Jaffe never, he really has no concept. Let's do this. Every meal from now on this entire trip, let's add $20 to what we tell Jaffe. So we did that, and it was a 7-day trip, and we collected like, I think it was $230. Then we got the maid to let us into his room, and we put $230 in a suitcase. And then it was like weeks later.
And you never say anything.
No, you never say anything. And finally, after a year later on another trip, I couldn't stand it. I said, Jaffe, you ever find extra money in your suitcase? And he said, that is so bizarre that you said that. He said, I searched my brain on one of the mad trips. My suitcase was full of money. I asked Joy, and Joy said she didn't put any money. I said, Jaff. He said, I said, it was from the guy. He said, why would the guys give you $230? I said, it's $230 of your money.
We took it from you.
We took it from you. And I explained how we did it. And that's a fun thing, is to just come up with, you know, tailored practical jokes that you know will work on right. this person because right. of the way their brain works.
Right. But outwardly, they look completely normal. They're not kind of wacky guys.
Just be a mad writer among us here.
No, anywhere I'm looking. Maybe Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. Go to the website gizwizbiz.com for the What the Heck Is It contest and see if you can score yourself an autographed copy of Mad Magazine.
We are in June, so right about now the July issue is about to come out. And in it, I have a fake ad from the oil and petroleum industry. You know, did they run them up in California when they announced that they were making $30 billion? They ran these full-page ads. We're really not making, you know.
It just seems like we're making that much.
It seems like. So this is a takeoff on it. It looks just like one of those ads, and the headline says, by the time you read this public service announcement, we will have made $1 billion more. Or, if you're a slow reader, $2 billion more.
Right. You know. I love it.
And then it's question and answer. For example, do the oil companies actively engage in price gouging? And the answer is no. We leave price gouging up to each individual gas station.
That's their job.
That's their job.
Well, as always, we look forward to the next edition of Mad Magazine at our house. We have a subscription, I know we'll be getting our July. Yeah, well, we love it. And we get Mad Kids, too. I get both of them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mad Kids for the younger set.
Right.
Yeah.
And I try to get my 11-year-old to read Mad Kids, but no. He wants to read the grown-up one.
There's a very adult kid you got there.
Yeah, he is. He loves it. Oh, wait. Well, you know, we got to wrap things up because the bill's here, and it looks like you owe $58.
$58. So that must mean $8.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for another Daily Gizwiz. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.